Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
6:33 now.
Morning, Tulip.
Morning.
Hi, Simon.
Hello.
Miss you.
Oh, miss you too.
Sweet cheeks.
Oh. I think he's talking to me.
No.
How are you both?
Fine. How are you?
Really well.
Very good.
We're excited.
I'm excited. Ooh. See if you can guess where I am. Okay, I'll just leave a bit of silence. See if you can work it out.
Skeggy? Does that sound like Skeggy? Is that somewhere in Scotland?
I'm going to give you some clues. Mm. It's getting light outside.
Centre part?
There's no time difference.
Right.
It's in England.
And
Wales or Scotland or Northern Ireland.
Or Northern Ireland, yeah.
The same currency, the pound.
Right.
The pound. The head of state is Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, yeah.
And the first language here is English.
Right, that narrows it down.
Why aren't we getting it
then? Birmingham?
Right, I'll leave this because it's not really, really working out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we're in a big school hall, quite a massive school hall, actually, with all the chairs laid out and ready for assembly. I can see a piano to my right, and to my left, a hallway. And our boss, Rob, has just nicked the sign off the wall that says, silence, examinations in progress. You might want to put that back, Rob. All right, Becky?
Yeah.
How weird is it being back at school?
I know, I was just going to say, it makes me feel a bit funny. I went to the loo a minute ago and they had those blue hand towels. You know, the ones that, like, really hurt your hands. I was like, oh, my God, this is like being back.
I know.
I've got a funny tummy. I think it's because I'm worried that I haven't revised enough.
There's no one here at the moment, but we are going to have an audience because we, at 9 a.m, are hosting this school's assembly. How good is that? So, if you are going to be going to school today, does this sound like your school? Hello? Hello? If that sounds like your school hall, we might be in your school now, you never know. You'll find out a bit later on. No pressure. We're on the stage. We're on the stage of the school assembly.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Are you going to do a little performance in the assembly?
No, I'm just hosting.
What does that involve?
Just saying hello.
Like brilliant. And like all my assemblies at school.
I think the... Should I be quite teacher-like when I do
yes.
it? Yes. Hello, everybody.
Really, like, firm and
Mr.
formal.
Mills. Can everyone go, good morning, Mr. Mills? That would be amazing.
You've changed.
Feel
You've
the
only
power.
Been here 5 minutes.
Feel the power. I think word is getting out there. Twitter was going a bit mad last night, as was Facebook. I think some people may have an idea where Radio 1's big weekend is this year. And we were out last night and a couple of people came to maybe see us. Like Jenny, who's been on the text, saying that she may have been in the restaurant we were in last night, but was too scared to come and say hello. You should have.
Well, I got spotted in the loo.
What, in the same place?
Yeah. And I went to wash my hands and then she was like, oh, are you Becky? And I went, oh, because it doesn't really happen, especially not in the loo. And I think she thought, oh, my God.
Did you have a picture taken by the dryers?
No. Shaking my wet hand.
I would shake your hand, but...
from washing them, not from anything else, obviously.
Now, through there is the staff room.
Is it?
Yeah, do you want to go through?
Yes.
Go
Who
through.
Doesn't? Did you ever get to go in the staff room when you were at school?
I think once, and I can't remember why.
Bad Mills.
Why was
so I'm
that?
Just walking past the ladies' loo. Oh, my God, I'm going in the actual staff room. Does
Good
this
luck.
Sound like the staff room door at your school?
What's it like in there?
It's empty at the moment. They obviously don't get in that early. There's lots of pigeonholes. There's a table full of wine glasses, but I don't know what they're for.
Really?
Yeah, I think... Well, yeah, no, we'll just...
Probably just for special occasions.
We'll gloss over that. There's a blow-up monkey and two massive tins of chocolates.
Crazy in there.
I know. And, oh, my God, I've just found the detention slips. I might take some of these and hand them out.
OK. It doesn't say who's up for detention today, does it?
No.
Don't read that out.
It's a blank form and I just fill it in with who I want to keep behind.
Well, I'm not being funny, but if anyone talks during my assembly, then they will. If you could bring some of them
I'll
slips
I'll get some
through.
Of them for you.
All right.
Yeah. I like this. There's a word of the week.
Is there? What's that?
I can't tell you because it might give it away.
Oh, of course.
I can't go down there because exams are in progress. So I'm going to go this way through to
Becky,
the class.
It's 10 to 7. There won't be any exams in progress.
Well, the sign's up. It says no. Oh, hang on. Listen to this. Does this sound like your school?
Seriously, those doors need some oiling. If that sounds like a creaky door at your school, could be. It sounds like a horror film.
Yeah, scary stuff.
Right, so we're going to announce the lineup this morning and we're going to tell you where we are. Seriously, stop opening and closing doors. It's really off-putting.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Now over to the school corridor and Becky, hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm stood outside a trophy cabinet and there is a massive trophy in the middle of here.
Oh, I never won a trophy at school.
No, I didn't. I just got the...
I was rubbish at everything, that's why.
I came last, apart from in tug of war, where I'm good.
Oh, you are good at that, yeah.
I'm tug of war champion.
What year was that?
I don't know, late 90s?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well done.
But I'm feeling a bit nervous, actually, because there's a teacher here who just keeps pacing up and down, kind of looking at me as if I'm about to do something wrong.
I've noticed that people that look like teachers, no offence teachers, are starting to arrive.
Yeah, they're all, like, dressed up and smart.
Yeah.
But I was going to give you a clue, actually. I'm just wondering, is this your teacher?
Be quiet.
Ooh.
Oh, he's quite harsh, isn't he?
Oh, I don't like that.
He's quite strict, but yeah. If that sounds like your teacher, we might be at your school. Okay. I'm breaking the rules here, actually, because there's loads of signs that say walk on the left, and I'm deliberately walking on the right.
Oh, you're crazy right now.
Right outside the head teacher's office. Watch me go.
I want a trophy.
I don't think I can get you one. It's a locked cabinet.
You know when you pass by a trophy shop?
Yeah.
Do you ever think, I'm going to go in and buy some one day? So, and then just put them in your house, like, this is my one I got for golf.
What, even though they're engraved to someone else?
Well, you can get them engraved. I'm going to get, like, a weightlifting one. Does that impress people? Like, let's say that you came around my house, right?
Yeah.
And I had a trophy for, let's say, weightlifting in 2008. Yeah. Would that impress you?
Yeah.
I think it would.
I don't think
especially
they do.
Especially if it was me.
I don't think they do weightlifting here. There's, like, display boards all down the... Or down the corridor of different things. They do Duke of Edinburgh.
Okay.
And loads of climbing and stuff. But
okay.
I can't see weightlifting.
Smooth Talking Dan is here, everyone.
Hi.
Good morning. Have you been smooth in this area?
I've tried my best.
Okay. Don't give it away, Dan.
I know.
All right. Let's keep this chat to a minimum.
Okay.
So you were out on the streets yesterday.
I had a lovely time in the location.
And what were you asking people?
I was asking them what their favourite thing about their hometown was.
Okay, see, this is where you can get some major clues as to where the big weekend is this year. So, we'll have a listen to what you said and what they said back. And then, if you're listening, you might be able to think, well, actually, that does sound like my town or my city. So let's find out what they said.
What do you like about this area?
The pharmacy's nice.
What's your favourite thing about this area?
Boots.
Right, so boots is her favourite thing about the area.
Doesn't really narrow it down that much, does it?
Well, you say that, but people might get ill here a lot, so they're a big fan of the pharmacy. So that's a clue.
Oh, yeah, okay. I always think, yeah, I need to sort of broaden my thought process.
Mm. Or they just like the bog-off deals. Who knows? Okay, next one.
What is the best thing about your hometown?
Park.
The park?
Yeah, I think it's great.
What's your favourite thing about your hometown?
Well, I like New Look, but there could be a bigger range, but yeah, I like New Look.
Okay, so she likes New Look. So if you live in a town or a city where you think, do you know what, I do like going into New Look, but I wish they had a slightly bigger range. If your New Look doesn't have a big range, then that might be where we are today. Let us know.
It was a good New Look, but the range...
Not as good as some you've been to before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Text in if you think you know, 81199. Next one.
What's the best thing about your hometown?
Not a lot, really.
Anything particular that you like about this place?
Not really.
Any nice things to do?
Not really.
Nice people?
There's a few.
Okay, so there's a few nice people, but generally,
not really.
He was the exception. Everyone else loved it.
Yeah. And did you find, I mean, not that I'm saying this is the stupid street of where we are, but did you find that the people here were friendlier than on the stupid street you normally go to on our show?
I did, actually, yeah.
Did everyone stop and talk to you?
Pretty much everyone stopped, which is very nice.
That is good. Next.
What's the best thing about your hometown?
The people.
What is it about them?
Everyone's dead friendly. Most folk know at least somebody.
But the people are quite friendly. I'm not too keen on the accent.
OK, so she likes the people and hates the accent.
I think my biggest clue there is that here, most people know somebody.
Yeah. So that's good, I think.
That's, most that people, might have given it away, I think.
Most people know somebody.
Yeah.
Hope that's given you a bit more of a clue. And the last one.
What's your favourite thing about this area?
I like the town centre.
And there's nice singers usually about.
There's nice what?
Singers. Usually a singer that plays music and you have to put money in its guitar case.
So there's a singer and normally you have to put money in its guitar case.
Yeah.
Any ideas where we might be?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now people are starting to arrive. Did you ever get to school this early? I didn't. It's just gone 7:30.
Yeah. No, really not.
I bet you did, Tulip.
What do you mean?
Bet you were right, Swat.
Yeah, Keno.
Keno.
Keno?
Simon, you not so much.
Nah, 10 a.m. I used to rock in.
Yeah. I think I might have just got a detention slip.
That teacher from earlier sounded scary, the one that said, be quiet.
I got one from the head of the school.
What's this? It's a cause for concern report.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I can't go into the details of why. It's just something that happened about 7 o'clock this morning. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, section four, whatever you've done, I'm not going to read that out. Section four says Scott was courteous and complied immediately.
I did. Because when the head teacher tells you, he's got to do it. You can't go, whatever.
There's
like,
loads
you've
of
got
boxes
go.
Ticked on here.
I just went, okay, sir. Yeah, I did actually call him sir, and that's a bit weird.
And the pink copy goes to your form tutor.
Oh, good. Oh, no. Who is
gutted.
That?
Gutted.
Is that the one that doesn't speak? Are you my former? Oh, good.
There you go, look, hand
oh, no.
it over.
He's looking very concerned. So, hello, people that have arrived already in the school hall. Wow. Really early.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Right, I think it's about time to do this. It's 7:45 on BBC Radio 1. I am in a big school hall in the location for Radio 1's Big Weekend 2011. And some Keno pupils have turned up already. Hiya.
Hey.
Hi. Obviously, they've heard that there's going to be a good assembly at 9 o'clock with Mr. Mills. That's why they're here. Right.
I hope they haven't brought anything to throw. If you are coming to this school where we are, don't go and get eggs and flour and all that sort of stuff.
Or tomatoes and stuff.
Especially from that shop just down the road. Don't do that.
It's just not cool to do
no.
that. Thank you. So, in the past, we've been to Preston, we've been to Dundee, Maidstone, Sunderland, Swindon, and loads more places. And this year, you're about to find out if we are coming to see you. Last year, we were in Bangor, North Wales. That was incredible. People like Rihanna, Florence and the Machine, Justin Bieber, 30 Seconds to Mars, Cheryl Cole. That was just the best weekend. Brilliant weather, amazing live music. So, it is time to officially reveal where we are right now and where BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend is this year. Over the weekend of Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th of May, we are bringing the UK's biggest ticketed music festival to
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ah, finally I can say, Carlisle! been a bit of a struggle, I've got to be honest. But I can now tell you that I am in a school hall in Carlisle. I'm going to say it a few more times. Carlisle. 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 Feels pretty good after a few days of really not being able to say it and almost nearly saying it quite a lot. What are you saying, Becky?
I'm saying I've got some facts for you.
From some facts?
Some Carlisle facts.
Okay, hit me.
Carlisle is located in the county of Cumbria in northwest England.
Yes, it is.
It's just 10 miles from the Scottish border.
Uh-huh.
Is this as good as the one Alid does? At least this is true, isn't
it? Yeah, these sound true, so that's a change.
In 2001, its population was 71,773.
Okay.
It hosts a castle, museum, cathedral and beautiful parks.
Is that true?
Yeah!
Okay, I'm just checking that it's true.
And August is generally the hottest month with average highs of 20 degrees.
Is that true? No. I didn't think so. We got caught in a massive downpour last night. It's like, wow. Like, I've never seen rain like that. Incredible.
I think I ran for the first time in years.
I've never seen you run, so that's quite
you loved it, didn't you? You held well back. I was like, where's Scott gone? I was like, I must be because I'm running.
Also, I know that Richard Hammond off of Top Gear lived here once, and so did Richard Madeley off Richard and Judy. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I know. Now, I should be able to speak to Smooth Talking Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Right, where are you?
I am out in the centre of Carlisle, just past the train station and part of the city wall, and I'm spreading the news.
Okay, so are you in a vehicle?
Yeah, I'm in like kind of, you know, during elections. And they have like election mobiles, and they go around.
Yeah, it's
kind of like that.
So you're in like one of those massive election mobile things with the tannoy in the top.
Well, it's kind of like that. I'm in a taxi with a tannoy, and okay. I'm going to be shouting out the window.
You're in a taxi with a megaphone.
Yeah, with a megaphone, ultimately.
So actually, not an election mobile at all. Just in a taxi that you've told to. Can we just pull up here a minute, mate? Okay, so if you could start spreading the word, because there might be some people, not that many, but some people in Carlisle that don't know that the Big Weekend is here.
Okay, I'll go right now. It's outside a bank and a restaurant, so I'll shout. Hello, everybody! Radio 1's Big Weekend is coming to Carlisle! Radio 1's Big Weekend! Hair and beauty store. Shoe store. The Lane. Radio 1's Big Weekend, you on the bike? It's coming to Carlisle!
Don't scare people on bikes.
they all look quite excited.
Do they?
Well, kind of, yeah.
A bit bemused.
Yeah, partly that as well.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
If you've got your own megaphone, then just, you know, use it to shout that Radio 1's Big Weekend is coming to Carlisle. Not that many people have their own megaphone.
Really?
No.
Oh, if you're in the Baker's, you could write it in ice buns and put it in the window. I'd like that. I want a Radio 1's Big Weekend pizza.
Yeah, we could have it like X Factor. Do you remember when Stacey Solomon was like, oh my God, there's a pizza with your face on it. I'd love to see a pizza with your face on.
No.
Oh no, actually, let's put Radio 1's Big Weekend on it instead. Just on this occasion. Here's a Becky pizza. Or maybe, I don't know, even if you can put up a board in your shop or your place of work, or let us know if you can spread the word a bit. 81199. Someone that's doing that right now is Smooth Talking Dan on the streets of Carlisle. Good morning.
Morning.
Do some more.
Okay, we're right in the centre now. We're near the cathedral, which is really nice, and like the castle and stuff. So I'll do some more.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Radio 1's Big Weekend is coming to Carlisle. Excuse me. Yeah, you with the grey hair. Radio 1's Big Weekend is coming to Carlisle.
You with the grey hair.
Dan?
Radio 1's Big Weekend is coming to Carlisle.
I was going to get him to say, Dan, you there?
Yeah.
Can you say, hello, I'm Smooth Talking Dan and I'm coming to Carlisle. Watch out, ladies.
Oh, God, okay.
Loud.
I know, we're just by a bus stop. This is a good place
for it. Perfect.
There are some actual quite nice.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Let's get on with the job, yeah?
Excuse me, guys. I'm Food Talking Dan. I'm on the radio. Follow me on Twitter. I'm coming to Carlisle!
Watch out, ladies.
That was a bit cringy, actually.
No, say watch out, ladies.
What? Watch out, ladies.
You sounded like you were warning them to cross the road.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Who wants to know who's on the main stage? I thought that was the only time they weren't going to cheer then. Why would you not want to know that? Hello? Okay. So, on the Saturday, that's the 14th of May, in Carlisle, at the big weekend, will be... Nicole Scherzinger. Jesse J. How good is this? Ellie Goulding. Plan B will be in Carlisle. Chase and Status. Yeah, we bring the stars out. We bring the women. Tiny Temper. The celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out. Black Eyed Peas. And on the main stage on Saturday, the Foo Fighters! All right, Becky.
Hello.
Who are you with?
I am with...
Hannah.
And who are you most excited about seeing?
Jessie J, Plan B, Tiny Temper, definitely Tiny Temper.
And your name is?
Laura.
And who do you want to see?
Oh my God, the Black Eyed Peas. They're just like the best.
And what about you guys?
Definitely Tiny Temper. Yeah, can't wait to see him.
I can't wait to see Plan B. Oh, I'm so excited. And Ellie Goulding again. Yeah.
Okay. It was so cute. Did you see their faces when you were doing the announcement? Everyone was like in anticipation and you announced like Plan B, Black Eyed Peas. And everyone was like, ah!
And also you can see, as soon as you say the name, you can see people going like in little groups going, what do you think about that? Plan B, what do you think? It's 8:21. I'm going to announce the main stage Sunday lineup next. Hopefully I can now speak to Joe on a bus in Carlisle. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Excited much?
Yeah.
So what bus are you on? What number?
I'm just on the school bus.
On the school bus?
Yeah.
From what you've heard so far, who are you looking forward to seeing if you get a ticket at Radio 1's big weekend? Jessie J, who else?
Yeah.
No, that's it.
She's got way too excited.
I should listen to that. Are you spreading the word then everywhere today? Are you going to tell everyone you know?
Yeah, to everyone I know.
Do it for me now. Just say, Radio 1's big weekend in Carlisle. Do it. That's Joe who's spreading the word on her bus right now in Carlisle. That is how excited people are here. Thank you, Joe. Have a lovely day.
Okay, bye. Love you.
Bye. Right, so who wants to know who's on the Sunday on the main stage? Okay. Well, I'll tell you. Here it is. Ollie Murs. Bruno Mars. Wombats. Just be good to Green. Professor Green. Easily pleased, and you provide me with everything that I need. Katie B. The Script will be in Carlisle also. Tayo Cruz. And My Chemical Romance. Now, I've got a bit of a confession to make. I did say that I was going to reveal the entire main stage lineup, which I have, apart from one person. There is still one massive artist yet to be revealed. And if you want to know who it is, you have to listen to Fern Cotton this morning from 10 o'clock.
Heckling.
Don't heckle me. From 10 this morning, Fern Cotton will tell you who this artist is. Quite excited because in this school hall in Carlisle in half an hour, it's going to be Mr. Mills' assembly. I know you've heard the main stage lineup, but who's excited about my assembly, yeah? To fill a bit of time, and also because it's going to be amazing, she's going to be at Radio 1's Big Weekend, because I don't know what I'm going to say, I'm just freestyling it. I've not planned anything at all. So thank God that Katie B is here to help me out. And yeah, loving it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
What's your walk-on music for today?
Do they normally have walk-on music?
Yeah, definitely.
Do they?
Are you going to be like David Brent in The Office
yeah.
and have the best as you come on?
Dun, 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 dun.
Or are you just going to do Dancing Queen like you normally do?
I think I'll probably just go Dancing Queen.
Yeah?
So I'm hosting my assembly at 9 o'clock, and Katie B is going to help me do a couple of songs. We'll have a chat and we'll speak to some more people at the school hall in Carlisle where I'm here right now. What's going on?
And we'll do a couple of songs. Are you...
No, I'm not doing a couple of songs. Katie B's going to do a couple of songs.
Oh, I thought you were doing a duet.
No way.
That would be incredible. I'm sure if it's what the kids want, then...
No, they don't.
No.
Got some special surprises planned.
I'll be like, do you want to hear Scott sing with Katie?
No, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I think Vicky's on the phone. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Vicky, where are you?
I'm in Carlisle.
Are you? Where?
I am. I'm...
In your house?
Dalesman Drive. I'm just sat in my house.
Okay, cool. How can I help? Are you looking forward to the big weekend?
I am very looking forward to the big weekend. I'm so excited. Me and my sister have been up all night because one of our friends spotted you in town last night.
Oh, no. See, this is...
Do you know what? We've got a fake moustache randomly just on the desk we use here, and you could have so done with that last night.
I'm putting
a
my moustache
on. A nice ginger tash.
See?
I would never guess that was you.
Now I'm wearing that. You would never know that I was me.
Whose tash is that? Do you reckon it belongs to one of the teachers and it's just fallen off?
I don't know.
I just found it on the floor.
If any of the teachers are listening in the staff room, if you've left your false moustache on the desk at Radio 1, you might want to come and collect that. Obviously, I won't give your name out on air. So just come and collect it anonymously from me by my desk. Thank you very much. So, Vicky, is it possible if you get a ticket you can come to Big Weekend? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm really excited. We're waiting because registration opens tomorrow. So,
yes, it does.
Texting, especially because I'm actually due my baby on the Sunday the 15th.
So you're pregnant,
May.
And your baby is due on the Sunday of the big weekend.
It is, yeah.
We're hoping
maybe you get your first Radio 1 big weekend baby.
Are you hoping to have it on the main stage?
Well, that would be good. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I've done my first aid, but I've never delivered a baby.
No. Maybe Professor Green can help you deliver it.
You've got 5 weeks to do some reading.
Yeah, and now I don't know much about this kind of thing, right? But is it wise to come to the big weekend if you're that pregnant and expecting a baby on that day?
Well, it's your fault for bringing it to Carlisle this year. We apply every year.
Yeah.
And this year you brought it to Carlisle.
It would be quite cool to have a Radio 1 big weekend baby, though. But I'm just not sure.
The baby's not your fault, is it?
Me? No.
Yeah, no, good.
I'm not sure that in those difficult circumstances that Ollie Mers would be able to help.
I would love that. I would love that. Mers with the hot towels.
All right, you having a baby? Oh, yeah, no problem, love. I'll sort it out for you, geese. Get it out. All right, okay, lovely to speak to you.
Love you too.
Who are you looking forward to seeing if you get a ticket?
Oh, Black Eyed Peas, definitely.
I think Will I Am's good with newborns.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
It's a pretty incredible lineup, isn't it?
Well, we've got some baby names to pick from there, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Don't call your baby Will I Am. That'd be weird. All right. Love you, Vicky.
Love you too.
Hello, Katie B.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Are you excited?
Definitely.
It's going to be
can't
good.
Wait. Now, excited for the performance or the weekend?
Both.
Oh, yeah, both, yeah.
We'll talk about the performance today in a minute, because that's what I'm... No, it's all good. I've said that it's happening, but I've got to host this assembly in like 5 minutes, and I've never really done that before. Have you ever performed in a school before? School hall?
Yeah, I have actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right, so you're an old hand.
Yeah, no, I'm a natural.
You know exactly what you're doing. So you're doing the main stage on Sunday at the big weekend. Have you met a lot of these artists before?
No, not at all, actually. I met Tiny because I went on tour with him about a month ago supporting him. So his show's amazing, actually.
Yeah.
It's wicked.
Who else would you like to meet or even see if you stick around at big weekend?
Everyone looks pretty interesting. I don't know. I think the Black Eyed Peas would be quite cool.
It would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Now, you can help me with my assembly, yeah? You've got to help me.
Okay.
Will you do a couple of songs?
I will.
Okay. I've never done this before. I'm going to try and... I don't know whether I've got walk-on music. What's happening, Becky?
Well, you wanted Dancing Queen, but I don't have it on my iPod.
So I don't I don't have that. I don't carry it around with
really,
me all the time. No, I don't.
Really?
So maybe we'll forget that. But Katie B's going to do a couple of songs, and the kids are going to come in a minute, and no pressure, everybody. Okay. Thanks for joining us this morning. You're going to be on the main stage on the Sunday. It's going to be amazing. Is this working? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Mills.
Amazing. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Mills.
Feel the power.
This is going to be it for the next hour.
Can we just do one more? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Mills.
Hello, I'm at Trinity School in Carlisle. It's Mr. Mills here, and... I'm in Carlisle because this is where Radio 1's big weekend is this year. Is there normally cheering in assembly?
No.
Okay. I've never done an assembly before. Are they normally good or?
No.
Okay. Okay. It doesn't sound like I've got that much to live up to, so it's all going to be fine. We're just going to blag it. Is that good with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Radio 1 podcast.
Podcast.
Good morning, everybody. I love that.
You genuinely do as well. Yeah.
So we've had Katie B already in the assembly, which is good. I told you the full lineup for the main stage at Radio 1's Big Weekend. Next on my assembly this morning, I would like to introduce you to somebody that I think you all probably know, and it's Mr. McArdle. Good morning, Mr. McArdle.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Mr. Mills.
Good morning. I like it that we're both calling each other Mr. We're showing some respect, aren't we, to each other there? I like it.
A lot
it.
Of respect in
yeah. So, please welcome Mr. McArdle to your assembly this morning. Do you often do the assembly?
Quite often, yeah.
You do? Okay, yeah. So these people are no stranger.
You're doing okay.
Am I doing all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, would you normally bring a music act on, like, 5 minutes in?
I haven't done that for a while.
Right, okay. Right. So, Mr. McArdle now has... a poem for you, so in your own... What? No, just settle down. Mr. McArdle has a poem for you in your own time.
Unfortunately, I've had to make a few changes. I'm unhappy with the grammar of the poem.
Well, you are a language teacher, right?
So, I am, yes.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, here he is with his slightly corrected poem. Mr. McArdle.
I got a feeling... It should be, I have got a feeling, by the Black Eyed Peas, written by William.
Well, I am.
W-I-L-L-I-M-A-A-M spells William. Okay. I have got a feeling that tonight is going to be a good night. That tonight... is going to be a good night. That tonight is going to be a good night. Woohoo. 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 Tonight is the night. Repetition. Let us live it up. I have got my money. Let us spend it up. Go out and smash it. Not sure what that means. Let go, oh my God. Let go of my guard. Jump off that sofa. Let us get repetition again. Up. I feel stressed out. I do quite. I want to let it go. Let's go way out, spaced out, and losing all control. Fill up my cup. Mazel tov. Look at her dancing. Just take it off. I don't think that's appropriate, really.
No, I'm
comfortable. Let us paint the town. We will shut it down. Let us burn the roof, and then we will do it again. Let us do it, and 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 live it up. And do it, 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 and do it, and do it. Thank you.
I think we will agree, a good poem there from Mr. McArdle.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I really should stop doing that, but I kind of don't want to. Now, I do wish that we could have a camera on all the people's faces as Mr. McArdle was doing the slightly uncomfortable end to that last poem.
Do you know what? When he got to the 27th do it, I just couldn't look.
Okay, there was loads of people. You'll never see Mr. McArdle in the same way ever again, will you? You really won't. Now, we've had some poemage from the Mr. McArdle there, from Black Eyed Peas, who are performing at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Carlisle. I'm hoping that Will.i.am is listening in LA, or wherever he is, and has made the necessary adjustments, grammar-wise, to that song before they perform it on the main stage. And now it's time for some more music. Is that okay with you? Why am I asking if it's okay with you? It's my assembly.
Yeah, you don't ask in an assembly.
Sorry, and now it's time for some more music. Good morning, everybody.
Okay, enough
right,
now.
Okay, we have Mr. Vernon on the piano.
Oh, he's got some fans.
As you know, Foo Fighters are appearing at the Big Weekend. Sadly, they couldn't be here at the school today, so we've got the next best thing. To celebrate the Big Weekend coming to Carlisle, please welcome the Trinity School Choir.
I'd rather leave than suffer this.
That was incredible. Please show your appreciation for the Trinity School Choir with Mr. Vernon on piano. That was good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now I'm joined by Bethany on the stage. Give it up for Bethany, everybody.
Hello.
Please. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. How excited are you?
Really excited. I'm shaking.
Are you?
Can't stop.
Now, I have got on the phone one of those people, could be in a band, could be a solo artist, but one of those people from one of those acts is on the phone right now. Let me just see if we can speak to them. Hang on. Now, they will have disguised their voice.
Oh, God.
I just want you to try and guess. You can ask questions if you want. Guess who that person might be. Hello, mystery caller.
Hello.
Go.
Hello.
Hello, Bethany.
Can I just ask, are you male or female?
I'm a male.
Are you in the chat at the moment?
Maybe.
Can you sing me a little song?
Oh, that's going to give it away.
Like Ba Ba Black Sheep or something.
Oh, yeah, good, okay.
Ba Ba Black Sheep, have you any more? yes, sir, free bags.
I've got no idea.
Do you have a guess? It's not Dave Grohl.
I need to talk to him again. What's the weather like where you're at the moment?
It is very wet.
How is anyone else?
How is it in Carlisle?
Very wet is also.
Pretty much. Does anyone else know who it is?
Good shout. Ollie Murs?
Yeah!
You can talk to Ollie Murs.
Morning, Murs. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, everyone. And good morning, Trinity School!
So, Ollie, right, this is really good. Do this, OK? If you say good morning, everybody, they'll say good morning, Mr. Murs, back. So try that.
OK, right. Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Murs.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
So, pretty excited about being here in May at the big weekend, yeah?
Yeah, no, can't wait. I literally only got told this morning, so I'm absolutely buzzing about it. I'm looking forward to it, and, can't wait. I'm really, really chuffed.
You will absolutely love it here, won't you?
Yes, definitely. I can't wait to come to Carlisle. Are they all going to come?
Are they all going to come? If they get a ticket, they'll be there, Ollie, yes.
Yes.
All right?
Brilliant.
Listen, thank you for being our mystery caller today.
No problem.
All right, and we'll see you here.
Can I just ask one thing? Ollie, can you say that you love my mum, please? She's called Karen.
Mum, Bethany's mum, Karen, I love you.
Quality.
and I love Trinity School.
Oh, right, thank you, Mer. See you later.
Take care, guys.
Okay, so thank you. It's 9:52, and you're listening to BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. We have, before 10 o'clock this morning, something else on this stage, which I think you're going to like a lot, I think. And it's it involves a couple of teachers. Now, you heard Mr. McArdle earlier doing his little poem. I think this could be something even better. We're going to have a quick round of Carlisle's Got Talent. And Simon, Piers and Amanda couldn't be here today at Trinity School, so we've got three judges, and they are called Tyler, Louise and Chris. Becky's with them now.
OK, so Tyler, today you're going to be Simon. Are you all right with that?
Yeah, yeah.
And Louise, you're the lovely Amanda.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Chris, you're Piers.
Aye.
That went down well.
kind of got the short straw there, Chris.
And they've all got their big old buzzers, so...
OK, so you've all got your buzzers, yes?
Yeah.
OK, so you know how it works. You buzz them off when you think you've had enough. Performing for us today, on the stage, we have Mr. Quigley, a teacher and a sixth former called Ellie. Make some noise! Remember, judges, when you've had enough, buzz them off. It's an artist appearing at the big weekend. One of their songs.
He's got actual bling.
Oh my God, it's a teacher. It's a teacher.
Let's go!
Yeah! Already starts out. We bring the women and the cars and the cars out. Let's have a talk.
One buzzer so far, one buzzer. Another buzzer. Third buzzer, sorry. That's it. There we are. So, there we are. That was, well done, Mr. Quigley and Ellie there. Let's talk to the judges. First
Simon.
Of all, Simon, what did you think?
Shocking.
Amanda?
Yeah, baby!
Well, this started out pretty well, but went downhill from the start.
Do you think, Piers, do you think that Tiny Temple will perform that song maybe better himself at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Carlisle?
I wouldn't say better, but...
Right. Just different.
Just different. Oh,
yeah. Listen, thank you very much to Ellie and Mr. Quigley there. Let's make some noise for them, everybody. And thank you very much to our lovely judges. Thank you. All right, this is Scott Mills. And that is pretty much the end of my assembly today. Have you enjoyed it? Best assembly in years at Trinity School. Are you there, Fern Cotton?
Hello, Scott Mills. Hello, Trinity School. In lovely Carlisle. Wow, the choir were great.
They were good, weren't they, doing Foo Fighters?
Loved that.
I know.
Really good. Are you all right, Carlisle? How good is your big weekend going to be? So good! The lineup is amazing because I only knew a few and I was driving into work listening to the whole show and revealing all the other ones was like, oh yeah, this sounds great.
And I know that in your show today, mm-hmm. you have got one more act because I said I was going to reveal the whole of the main stage lineup, but that wasn't strictly true.
No.
So we do have one more act to announce and you're going to do that this morning. What time?
Wow, it will happen at some point, won't it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just at some point. So keep listening. But it's, it's all exciting. I'm so glad I can now just say out loud, Carlisle! Oh, I've been holding it in. I got told properly this week. And I was like, okay, how am I not going to say this on air? And also, I knew about the Foo Fighters, so I had to not say that one.
Yeah.
And I knew a couple of others. And I know a couple still, obviously the one that we're announcing later.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I know. Really
and
good.
Another one that Grimmie's announcing that is also... brilliant.
Yeah, because Grimmie's got the In New Music We Trust stage this afternoon, and there's some brilliant artists and bands on that as well. Can I just say one more time before we start Fern's show on Radio 1? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
Mr. Mills. Oh, can I have a go?
Okay, just say good morning, everybody. They'll say good morning, Miss Cotton.
Good morning, everybody.
I
can get used to this.
Feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Love you lot!
Thank you. If you could all walk out now in single file, that is the end of the assembly. Love you, Fern.
Love ya!
BBC. Radio 1. Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.